Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and tonight's the Jazz History of St. Louis Part 9, the early 2000s. Even though a lot of fear was in the nation due to 9/11, St. Louis and its jazz scene continued to revive until the Great Recession, starting in 2007. Jazz the Bistro became one of the great jazz clubs in the world. The Sheldon continued to bring in local and national groups. The Citibank St. Louis Jazz Festival was in Shaw Park. Bill Becker's Victoria Company continued to document St. Louis jazz musicians. And the Sheldon Art Gallery presented an exhibition of the jazz history of St. Louis in 2006. And my book, City of Gabriel's The Jazz History of St. Louis, was published also in that year. So please stay tuned for the Jazz History of St. Louis on Jazz Unlimited following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley, and before we begin Part 9 of the Jazz History of St. Louis, we have to thank Aaron Bodie, Gene Dobbs Bradford, Peter Martin, Randy Holmes, Gary Dammer, Prince Wells, Aaron Dorr, and Mike Schrand. The original Jazz History of St. Louis documentary was funded by a grant from the Missouri Arts Council and was copyright 1987 KWMU. We're going to start with King Oliver's Dippermouth Blues by Cornette Chop Suey. I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to the Jazz History of St. Louis, Part 9. We heard Dippermouth Blues by the band Cornette Chop Suey, recorded in 2004. Brian Cassily on trumpet, Tommy Tucker on cornet, Jimmy Hazlip on trombone, Jerry Epperson on clarinet, Paul Reed piano, Al Sherman bass, and John Gillick on drums. We have some piano music and some older music for you right now. Stephanie Trick is a young pianist who is a stride pianist, and we're going to hear her playing James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout, which was a major test for a pianist back in the 1920s. There's a group called Swing DeVille, and it's dedicated to the style of the Hot Club of France and Django Reinhardt, and here is one of theirs. It's 7 Come 11. And then we heard about the Quartet Très Bien around in the 60s and 70s. Jeter Thompson continued to work in St. Louis, and now he works with his group called the Trio Très Bien, and with his two brothers, Howard and Harold. They're going to be playing Look at Me. Thank you. You're listening to the Jazz History of St. Louis, Part 9. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight. We heard a set of three, Carolina Shout, done by the young pianist Stephanie Trick in 2006. Then we heard Swing DeVille doing 7 Come 11 in 2006 also. That's Mark Borzillo, guitar, Jason Branham, violin, Gary Hunt, guitar, Glenn Myers, banjo, and Matt Wyatt, violin. Then we heard Jeter Thompson on keyboards, Harold Thompson on bass, and Howard Thompson on drums doing Look at Me, recorded in 2004. That's the trio Trabien. Vocalist Denita Mumford is Howard Thompson's daughter, and here she's going to be singing Everything Must Change live at Cookies Jazz and More in Webster Groves. Now that same space is Robbie's House of Jazz. Trumpeter Gary Dammer lives on the east side and was in the Air Force Band for quite a few years. Here he is with his big band at the Florissant Community Center doing Benny Golson's Killer Joe following the station break.
Sometimes we look around and things are different. This song is for those who like change and can appreciate the seasons changing and life changing. Remember, it's all in the plan. Everything must change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. No one or nothing goes unchanged. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold, but that's the we can be sure of, except rain falls from the clouds and sun lights up the sky and hummingbirds do. Will he? do. Hey!
listening to Jazz Unlimited and the Jazz History of St. Louis, Part 9. I'm Dennis Owsley. We heard Everything Must Change, done by vocalist Danita Mumford, and she's accompanied by Jeter Thompson on keyboards, Harold Thompson on bass, and her father Howard Thompson on drums in a 2005 recording. And then Benny Golson's Killer Joe, done by the Gary Dammer Big Band. And Gary is on flugelhorn, and Kem Park is on soprano sax. We didn't have enough time last week for East St. Louis trumpeter Larry Wilson, so we're going to play something from him, a 1996 version of Freddie Hubbard's Up Jump Spring. And a real local favorite is vocalist Erin Bodie. She's a graduate of the Webster U Jazz program. She describes what she liked about the program and how much she is into communicating with an audience. Then we'll have her sing Holding Back the Years.
Well, actually, I moved here for the first time when I was 15 with my family, and I finished high school because I had attended my first year in Minnesota. After I was finished with high school, I decided to go to the University of Minnesota for 2 years, and after 2 years, I kind of needed a smaller experience because I was studying music and I wasn't getting a lot of chance to perform. So I thought, you know, I know about Webster University. I have some friends who go there and heard that you get a really nice one-on-one intimate experience. So I made the change and I'm really glad that I did because I got a good experience from both schools. And there's a lot of opportunities in St. Louis, and you know, Webster is really good about having the students get involved in not only just stuff at school, but in the community also. So it's nice. I don't even know if I consider myself really a jazz singer. I had some jazz training at Webster, and I feel I had a wonderful teacher. Her name's Christine Hitt, and she actually was on the Max Jazz label for a while. And she really, really taught me a lot, and I'm very grateful for having known her. But I actually started out studying classical. I was doing a lot of kind of oratorio music and early classical music, and some more contemporary, you know, French songwriters kind of music. And so I guess for me, I've had a kind of a strange training. I think, I mean, I'm glad that I was exposed to the variety of training that I had. I think it's just made me more interested in expanding my, you know, repertoire and that kind of thing. So I'm glad. A lot of people will come to me and say that my music reminds them of Norah Jones, or they say I sound like Norah Jones. I think she kind of allowed there to be a place in quote unquote jazz singing that was not so traditional or straight ahead. She kind of added a variety to it that people hadn't really thought of before, I think. And so I think that we kind of fit into that not straight ahead traditional jazz. That's where I see a comparison. I love her music, and I was drawn to it right away. So I find it to be a compliment. But yeah, I would say definitely that's kind of opened things up a little bit to a lot of different kinds of singers. I guess what draws me, or what moves me to make music, is conveying my own feelings about things. And when you're singing a song that's been sung so many times, it's hard to really communicate your personal feelings to the audience. So I find that I'm searching for new songs to bring, you know, a certain spin to. And we just have ended up writing a lot of our own music, which is incredibly gratifying. And I think is definitely something that moves things forward a lot. For me, I have to communicate by singing. That's what appeals to me. I think one of the most pleasing experiences I have in performing is communicating with the audience and feeling that connection on an emotional level that maybe words alone don't accomplish. And singing feels really good.
Holding back the years, thinking of the fear I've had for so long. When somebody hears, listen to the fear that's gone. Strangled by the wishes of Peter, hoping for the arms of Mater. Get to me sooner or later. I'll keep holding on. I'll keep. Escape from all I know, holding back the tears, 'cause nothing here has grown. wasted all those precious years, 'cause nothing had the chance to be gold, nothing ever could. Oh, yeah, I'll keep holding on.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard a set of two pieces of music and one interview. The music was the Larry Wilson Group, recorded in 1995 with Freddie Hubbard's Up Jumped Spring. Wilson was heard on flugelhorn with Ray Ripperton on trombone, Brother Farrakhan on keys, Anthony Pruitt guitar, Cecil Savage on bass, and Daryl Irvin on drums. And then we heard Aaron Bodie in an interview and singing Holding Back the Years in the year 2006. And she's on vocal, and her husband, pianist Adam Manis, accompanied her. Guitarist William Linehan is a senior lecturer in the music department of Washington University and teaches the jazz history and performance courses. He was in a group with guitarist Peter Mayer in the 1980s. He lives part of the time in Italy, and here he is playing accordion, of all things, on Tra Du Mondi with his Italian group, Ciclo. Trombonist Brett Stamps is the founder and director of the Jazz Studies Program at SIU Edwardsville, and he retired from that position in 2010, still teaching there, though. He played with Stan Kenton at the U.S. Army Jazz Ambassadors and now plays with Cornet Chop Suey. Here he is with trombonist Jim Owens, and it's a tribute to the J.J. Johnson K. Winding group, and it's Stella by Starlight. And all of that will be coming your way on Jazz Unlimited's History of Jazz in St. Louis, Part 9, right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. Dennis Owsley, and that set of two closed the jazz history of St. Louis Part 9's first hour here on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was Tra Du Mondi, the group Chicolo, recorded in 2004. It's an Italian group with St. Louis and Bill Linehan playing accordion. He's normally a guitarist. Then we heard a 2008 recording with Brett Stamps and Jim Owens on trombone, Reggie Thomas piano, Rick Hayden guitar, Zeb Briskovich on bass, and Miles Vandiver on drums, doing Stella by Starlight in a tribute to the J.J. Johnson K. Winding group. We've got Jazz at the Bistro coming up in the second hour. Stay tuned following the station break.